President-elect Barack Obama says one of his top priorities will be the fight against global warming. Environmentalists say this attitude is long overdue in the White House, but they add it's not enough just to change minds in Washington. There's got to be a wholesale change in American attitudes and American industry. Scientists and environmentalists are debating how such a transformation might happen, and they're looking to history for clues. The World's Jason Margolis filed this report.
Barack Obama, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, two names that are often linked. That's because President-elect Obama will take office at a time of economic crisis. So did FDR. But the Obama-Roosevelt analogy has another dimension, an industrial challenge. Roosevelt rapidly overhauled American industry to win World War II. Obama wants to change American industry to battle global warming. Lester Brown, president of the Earth Policy Institute, says it's worth remembering Roosevelt wasn't successful in mobilizing for the war effort until outside forces came into play.
If you had conducted a poll on December 6, 1941 in the U.S. and asked the question, should we get involved in the war or not, probably 95% would have said no. If you'd waited till Monday, December 8, 1941 and asked that same question after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, probably 95% would have said, yes, we've got to go to war.
Brown may exaggerate the shift in opinion, but he makes an important point. It was a catastrophic event that finally got the U.S. to enter World War II, which raises a question. Can President-elect Obama convince America to launch a full-scale assault on global warming? Or will it take a climate disaster to change public opinion? Lester Brown says he hopes it won't come to that.
Because that major disaster might mean that it's getting very late in the day and we're going to suffer some major setbacks.
A Pearl Harbor-type event with climate change could be something like the West Antarctic ice sheet slipping into the sea. That could cause sea levels to rise 15 feet, flooding coastal cities across the globe. That would certainly get our attention, but that's no Pearl Harbor. That's Hiroshima and Nagasaki, from the Japanese perspective. A climate catastrophe of that scale is unlikely anytime soon. But what about a smaller disaster, a severe drought, or another bad year for hurricanes? Robert Stavins, the director of Harvard's Environmental Economics Program, says small disasters can provoke significant environmental reforms. For instance, the Clean Water Act came about after a river in Cleveland caught fire in 1969.
But, you know, the day after the Cuyahoga River caught on fire, no one was quoted in the newspaper as having said, well, rivers periodically catch on fire for natural reasons. It was obvious that it was a result of, in that case, contamination from petroleum on the surface. So there wasn't any question of the source. But with climate change, it isn't that way. And it's not going to be that way.
For instance, some say Hurricane Katrina was a sign of global warming. But scientists can't link specific weather events with broader climate change. So Lester Brown says the United States can't wait for some sudden event to spur it to action.
There are two models of social change. One is Pearl Harbor. The other is the Berlin Wall coming down, which was the product of decades of rising concern and dissatisfaction, suddenly crossing a social tipping point.
But where is the tipping point with climate change? It seems every few weeks a new academic study warns of ever more dire consequences. Yet despite report after report, environmentalists say the world has yet to wake up to the true climate emergency we face. And the recent economic slowdown hasn't helped. When people face a short-term crisis, like the global recession, they're less likely to focus on a long-term problem, like climate change. That's according to Peter Sandman, an international risk consultant.
People are saying to themselves, at least some people are saying to themselves, well, this is a present disaster that requires present effort. It's bad now. So people are open to the Obama administration coming up with a twofer, coming up with a way to create jobs with new technologies that are less greenhouse gas intensive.
That brings us back to President Roosevelt. That's what he did, a twofer. FDR mobilized the industrial base to fight the war, which also helped end the Depression. But in convincing Americans to go along with his plan, he had an advantage. He articulated a clear goal, unconditional surrender of the enemy. With climate change, when does one declare victory? For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.